time to Follow the Money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Polly Howard.
Welcome into the program. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Polly Howard in this hour, win some, lose some. And Nigel Seeley will join us in about 45 minutes. He'll go over his best soccer bets on the card today. A lot of NFL coming up.
Yep, you are right, my friend. The 2014 Bahamas Bowl, Western Kentucky was like a three-point favorite. They led Central Michigan 49-14 in the fourth quarter. Five touchdowns, and then they scored on a lateral bomb caught, lateral business in the last play, and they went for the win. The extra point would have tied it, sent it to overtime, so you still had a chance in overtime to cover if you had Western Kentucky. Central Michigan went for two on the win and didn't get it. 49-48 Western Kentucky, 49-14 in the fourth quarter.
See, I think that one's worse than the Belk Bowl.
Yeah.
Because you have that big of a lead.
Yeah, because we've seen it the last couple of years with this throwing it.
Yes.
But it happened like three times on a Monday night game 2 years ago. The Chief game, it kept happening.
It happened.
The Christmas game with the Raiders and
Eagles.
That cost
Aaron Renning Super Contest goal.
Oh, God.
Because of that
lateral
crap.
The would-be play started with a 45-yard Hail Mary from Cooper Rush. As the wide receiver was being tackled, he lateraled the ball to his teammate, who darted 20 yards before lateraling again. And then a quick third lateral pass to Titus Young, who ran 13 yards and dove towards the pylon. And then they went for two and didn't get it. The play was nominated for an ESPY. Cooper Rush had seven touchdowns.
Wow. Okay.
There were 5,000 people at the game.
Yep. So, a couple of things. Last night... If you're betting the Seahawks -6.5, terrible job by you when 5, 5.5, 6 was available for a long, long time on that game. Hell, do you know in the contest it was 4.5? Seahawks were 4.5 in the Super Contest. Got to double check what they were in Circa. So if you were late to the party, like one person was at a BetMGM, and you laid $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
On the Seahawks -6.5 in the game on game day, you can't do that.
I'm not even sure I kicked the field goal there if I'm Carroll. I think I just run the ball 4th and 5 and say, if I don't get it, you have to go 80 yards. And
I thought they were actually going to go for it.
I thought they would too.
Yeah.
But he kicks it, and then the long return, and all hell breaks loose.
Yeah, that's right.
Because then Seattle just gave it to him. Mm-hmm. I mean, the second play on the drive. It's like, you didn't bother to tackle someone here?
Well, the two-point conversion, then, they didn't show up at all.
Absolutely.
They didn't want to tackle him.
Yeah.
They just said, here you go. There's the end zone. Go ahead. Walk in.
It wasn't difficult. Even though it was a Hail Mary, it wasn't difficult for them to get in position to do so.
Right.
And they throw it early. And then the one-handed catch. And then the two-point try. Which, again, you could have made a fortune at a sports bar or sports book watching the game saying, I know Peterson. He'll go for two if they score.
Absolutely.
Hold on to your hats.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened.
And if you were surprised by that, then you probably shouldn't be betting $500,000 on the game to begin with, because that's the kind of coach that Peterson has been. That's who he is. He goes for two.
Incredible.
All the time.
Should have been blowing them out. 14 first downs to 15 total plays at one point.
We'll continue looking. A lot of huge favorites this week in the NFL.
This is Brent Musburger, and here is your VSiN Action Update. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Number 12, Indiana has lost its starting quarterback, Michael Penix Jr., done for the season with a torn ACL, 1,645 yards through the air, 14 touchdowns, 4 picks, 2 rushing touchdowns. Utah transfer Jack Tuttle will get the start when the Hoosiers visit number 16, Wisconsin, as 14-point road underdogs, 45.5 the total at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. College basketball today, number 7, Kansas, a 4.5-point favorite against Kentucky at Bankers Life Field House in Indianapolis. The Wildcats are 23-9 all-time against the Jayhawks, including 8-2 on a neutral site. Take advantage of the VSiN holiday subscription offer. You'll save 25% on a new membership, and you'll receive everything we have to offer all year long, including Point Spread Weekly, 24/7 video streaming, 20% savings to the VSiN store, and daily email updates at best bets from show hosts and guests. VSiN.com/subscribe. With your action update, I'm Mike Senna.
Get the latest VSiN odds at VSIN.com. And remember, cash and tickets is what it's all about.
Follow the Money on VSiN, live Circa Resort and Casino. Mitch Moss and Paulie Howard. In about 40 minutes, Nigel Seeley on the program for his best soccer bets today. We're spending plenty of time today talking about last night's Monday night game. There's no Tuesday night football now today, as we discovered at some point. I don't even know time it was during the day yesterday.
I was looking forward to a 7:30 kickoff today.
Well, in the college game.
And then the NFL. And yeah. I like what VSiN tweeted out, too, about tomorrow, though. Hey, come down to Stadium Swim if you can. Perfect.
1240, it's a great idea.
1240 Pacific for the Steelers and Ravens, because NBC says, not up in here. We're lighting the tree at 30 Rock. 6 million people watched. We're not giving you the night game.
Can you believe that?
We're not giving you the night game.
They actually
I said, Schefter said that. I go, wait a second. Boop, boop, back it up. What did he say?
Yeah.
No.
It's 60 plus degrees tomorrow.
Lighting the tree. Yeah. I was riveted. I couldn't. I had to keep it on. It was unbelievable.
It's funny that that NBC thinks Christmas is bigger than the NFL.
Yeah.
Funny to me.
NBC destroys the NFL and says no there with the tree lighting. Yeah. But it was just coming down fast and furious with the news. Wait a second. Games get moved to Wednesday. Uh-oh. Now, remember there was the report that Baltimore was going to boycott if they were going to play the game today.
Right. Couldn't practice.
They couldn't get a practice? Who are you? You screwed up.
Yep.
That's the other thing. If there was one time to institute a forfeit or not help a team out, you couldn't help out Denver?
Sure.
We didn't have a quarterback? They did it to themselves with this bozo strength and conditioning coach.
Yes.
Symptoms. Doesn't say anything. No mask. No tracking device. Three times they moved the game to help the Ravens out. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, Dobbins and Ingram now can play tomorrow, and Jackson will be back for the Tuesday game against the Cowboys.
Yeah. And did you see Drew Lock's mom
break
on social media?
Yes.
Drew Lock's mom was not happy. She came out and broke it down and said, shame on the NFL, the players, the position group, they were only by themselves the entire time, the group that they're supposed to be next to in quarantine or, you know, not really get that far away from. Yes, they were not wearing masks, but it was only the four people in that group. That was it. And they had tested negative for COVID.
I want rules and criteria, you know, because if you have the offensive line out, they're going to push the game back. But they begged and pleaded, give us the next couple days. And then the quarterbacks came back negative. There was no reason to play the game either.
Right.
On that day. They could have moved it back.
Absolutely.
Because the quarterbacks came back negative.
I can't believe what they're doing to Baltimore.
Three times.
Baltimore needs to be fined like multi-millions. Yes, plural. Not $8 million, but like millions of dollars and dock draft picks for this.
What they did to the 49ers, a Thursday night game.
Well, that's the worst one of the entire bunch, in my opinion.
The Denver Patriots game was moved, and then the Patriots, hello, Nesson, the Patriots had to play the Chiefs without Cam Newton.
Mm-hmm.
But then the Denver-New England game was moved, and you only had Newton and Gilmore.
Yeah. I can only imagine what's going to happen, let's say in the playoffs, a 6 or a 7 seed where they have a position group. Maybe it's offensive line.
I think they go
maybe
bubble
it's linebackers.
By them. I think they go bubble by them.
Okay. But if it still happens, right, in the playoffs, let's say it's, I don't know, Cleveland, or it could be the Raiders that make the playoffs. Or Arizona, linebackers, offensive line, wide receivers, whatever. If it happens to a team like that, compared to, oops, Mahomes has it all of a sudden, what are they going to do then? Well, you know what? Sorry, Patty. You're going to have to sit this one out. You got to go to the backup quarterback. Or do they say, he's the face of the league. We're going to push this game back a couple of days. Meanwhile, the other team, like Arizona's offensive line, is completely decimated. No, go ahead and play, fellas. It's like they're picking and choosing what they want to do.
Absolutely it is. Yeah.
They moved the Denver Patriots game because Cam had it the week before and then Gilmore came down with it. Think about that.
Jesus.
That's like 7 weeks ago. No consistency whatsoever.
No. This is lunacy. Now, as a result of what happens with this now, we get the afternoon game tomorrow, fingers crossed. You don't have a Thursday game, obviously. We thought we were going to have a triple header. Now we have a doubleheader. The Steelers then move the game afternoon. They get the afternoon game Monday. They're also laying double digits against Washington, followed by the Bills taking on the 49ers in Arizona. And then Tuesday we have the Cowboys and Ravens in primetime, and Jackson's back. So this is all up for grabs
mm-hmm.
of what's happened here. So, but we do get another Monday doubleheader and then a Tuesday game. But I just can't believe how they're bending over backwards here for Baltimore. I mean, this is a chance that's going to knock Baltimore out of the playoffs. But it should have. It was their own fault, what they were doing.
And think about this.
And now it works out. It's a huge benefit that they get guys back.
Right.
Was RG3 going to beat the Cowboys? I don't know. Would have been interesting to watch, though.
It would have been a great watch. Huge game for both teams. But again, they were down to basically Gus Edwards to play running back. because Dobbins and Ingram deemed, can't play.
Well, and the Steelers are livid, as they should be, because they've been affected by this twice now. And the Steelers are saying, why don't we play the games? This is why we expanded the rosters. Why aren't we playing the games? So they can't catch a break either.
Yeah. Do you have an updated number on Tomlin Coach of the Year?
225 here.
I'm thinking right now.
I saw 225 on the sheet. It's not on the app.
If he navigates.
Herbert's 525 now.
Okay. If he navigates this, I don't even care about 16-0. If they're the one or the two seed and they're 14-2, whatever the record might be, going, this happens to the team twice now, not their fault. Yep, feel bad for them.
I don't know what the hell's going on. I'll tell you what, this is something. And the other thing, too, and we can do this tomorrow. We'll talk to someone from Circa. David Purdom had a good article on how the hell did you make up, how'd you come up with a point spread on this Bronco game?
Yeah.
I mean, what did you do? And Chris Bennett, another guy, said, well, I thought I didn't know which side of 14 to be on, but I thought it'd be in that range. And then it goes off as 17. And then there was one guy, I guess you should give him a raise. There was one guy here who made the game 17.5. And you saw, incompletes one pass. One pass he completes.
Well, okay, I would ask you this. So going back right now, if they played again this week, what would you make the number? And it hit and was that quarterback?
Higher?
I had 24 in my head.
Okay.
Minimum 24.
Probably, yeah.
You'd have to.
As bad as it was?
Oh,
yeah.
I was texting a lot of people that day. I texted our buddy Timmy Fitz, and he just like, that's the worst quarterback play I've ever seen. They completed one pass.
Yeah.
That was it the entire game.
And look at the lack of attempts in the first quarter total. I know. And that's how he actually managed the game that way.
Yep.
Well, what if it was Breeze? I mean, because Peyton was going conservative with Hill. If that's Breeze or even Winston, what's that line? My God. And to your point, what if they didn't have these guys in the sun? Against Kansas City, Nick would have made it 28 in the first half. We're just throwing it at him. He's just, we're throwing it, put him on the spot.
Well, that game.
But if they have to go with Hinton or somebody else like that, running Wildcat and there's all this other business, the guy played quarterback in college. He completes one pass. Well, it was a travesty.
I mean, knowing what we know right now, if they were without their quarterbacks again this week against KC, the number would be in the 30s. Maybe it would have to be.
Yeah. That was some good TV, though, yesterday. You get the 49ers news. You get
By the way, they're playing in Arizona.
Right, you get that news with two games, and then it works out that they go to Arizona anyways late in the season, so it doesn't matter. And then the Will Fuller news, his contract's up after this year. He's out the rest of the season and week one of next year. Yep. Good point you made. Thank God the Packers didn't trade for him.
Yeah.
Gets the PEDs, and they popped Roby too.
Like, how would that work? Is that, okay, there you go. What's done is done? Or would the NFL step in and say, well, wait a second here. We got to rescind this trade.
God.
Because that would have happened like 1 week after they made the deal for the guy.
Yeah. And it was ugly again last night. But a lot of things to talk about last night. The officials continue to stink and blow calls. The intentional grounding call that they miss, it led to a touchdown for Philadelphia. You can't miss that. The Adam Chernoff tweet is great. Just show the official standing right there. Right there by the first down marker. By the sticks. And the line of scrimmage. Not even close.
Yep.
Wentz not even close. I'll give Greasy credit. He was on top of it.
I don't want to overreact.
Greasy doesn't know what Stranger Things is. Get out more, Greasy. Come on.
He doesn't know that?
Never heard of the TV show. Did you see that bit they did with the Stranger Things NFC East?
No, I didn't.
He had no idea what the show was. In any event, here's the tweet. Look at that in the photo. Not even close. 4 yards shy. Led the points. They blow that call.
Okay,
they have no idea what PI is either.
I think we have to address this tomorrow with Mike Palm. Because Mike Palm has been like an official before in his life.
Rules expert.
Okay, right. And he has no hyperbole on the show tomorrow, which is at some point in my life prediction going to win an Emmy. look at this, though. Honestly, when the referee is looking right at it.
Yeah, sure.
He's looking left to the person who caught the football. He's standing at the line of scrimmage.
Greasy's stunned. It's like, wait a second. That's the 36. He doesn't get it back to the 39. He got it back to the line of scrimmage.
That's impossible.
And there were clock shenanigans throughout the whole game as well that Mike can go off on tomorrow. Oh, God. The PI calls, that blown call, lunacy. They missed a blatant face mask.
Yep. The play calling by the Seahawks at the goal line right away in the game.
Yeah, Carroll did a bad job. He did. But then Peterson, Peterson's doing some weird. I know, so it's at 17-9, plenty of time left in the fourth quarter. They're in their own territory. It's 4th and 2. They have one timeout. He goes for it. They don't get it. It leads to Seattle points. Then it's 4th and 4. They're down 20-9 deep in Seattle territory. 8 minutes left. He doesn't kick. Wentz throws an interception. And then his decision to go for 2 and put it on 6. I don't have a problem with the move. Because you're thinking that's when the math comes into play about, well, then we have to recover an onside kick, and then you have to go, then you have to win and go to overtime. He's saying we get that, and they gave it to him. You get the onside kick, you win, yeah. Although they ran out of time there, but still. And then the Hurts thing. Again, how the hell did this guy win a Super Bowl? My God, Lombardi nailed this, even though he won a Super Bowl. It turned out it was all Frank Reich. What are you doing with Hurts?
Oh, they have no clue.
So for everyone saying you can't bench him because you're pot committed with the contract, number one, it can't be any worse. Number two, he can't play. He leads the league in interceptions and fumbles. He is, as Mike Florio pointed out, on pace to be 3rd all-time in most sacks.
Yeah,
in
67
season.
Is the number.
Right. But you're wasting a guy with a second-round pick. He can't get on the field. And then why do you bring him out for one play and then completes the pass and you sit him down? And as you pointed out, the first play was going to work, but they had the false start.
Yep.
I don't understand what's going on with Peterson.
No, they have no direction there whatsoever. I mean, honestly, it looks like Anthony Lynn is coaching the team. It really does.
And Wentz is playing like a rookie, as Mike Florio pointed out.
Yep.
He's right. No pocket presence, no awareness. Only had a lock and completes a percentage. He's at the bottom of almost every key category.
I would say the worst thing that Wentz has going right now, even worse than the accuracy problems, is the fact that he doesn't know when to throw the ball away.
Yeah,
he's
right.
Still taking a lot of these dumb sacks, and that happens every single week. How long have you been in the league, dude? You were going to be the MVP like 3 years ago? You haven't learned this yet?
Well, he's also like old Roethlisberger. I'm big. They can't bring me down. Maybe
sure.
I can keep
lower my
alive
shoulder
and break out of it. And he did actually. I won, but they blew the whistle too soon. So it's a fiasco. I don't understand why you don't. I mean, Lurie up there, he's ready to puke. He didn't even go to the last game. But I just think you still have to go for it. You can win this division. Make a quarterback change. At least give him a couple series.
Right, yes.
What do you have to lose?
That's
I cannot
the point.
Believe the guys in the media who just want to dismiss, can't make a change. It's the coach. It's the offensive line. It's this. Put him in there. He can move and scramble. And if you want to keep bringing up Alabama, that's one thing. Why can't I bring up Oklahoma? You took him in the second round. Put him out there for a quarter.
Yeah.
Try it. This guy's awful.
So you're going to give the player first team reps during the week. Then you trot him out there for 2 plays.
And then Lisa Salters before the game, nothing to see here. Much ado about nothing. I don't know.
I don't get it whatsoever.
Pick a street.
It's absolutely baffling to me. On that note of the better who put down $500,000 at BetMGM yesterday, -6.5 on the Seahawks, you got to get the best number. You can't wait until game time to do that. This is a tweet an email from Andrew Brown, who works at a book in Delaware. Andrew, love getting the feedback. He says, doing what I do, working at a book, I see people betting dead numbers constantly. You're going to see this from ticket writers for sure. It doesn't matter. Parlays or straight bets, customers just carelessly bet a game for a decent or significant amount of money when the number is clearly at the worst it's been.
Yeah, yeah. Jimmy Vaccaro's line. They're not going to get out of line if the number moves.
Yep.
They're just going to, whatever it is, they're going to bet it. Once they're in line, they're betting.
He said the saddest part is that they have zero clue. The public has a lot to learn. With that being said, definitely a small, maybe 5% of the people I deal with are aware and actually pass on the bet if it comes up with a bad number.
Yeah. Yep. Thanks to Jay, too, straightening me out on New York teasers. 3 teams, 10 points, -120. Ties loose. 13 points, 4 teams, -120. Ties loose. Used to answer phones for a guy, worked in Costa Rica. I get many of these blow up, as Paulie said.
Oh, absolutely.
There's always a team that blows it. Thank you, Jay Baseball.
I'll give you an example.
Sending that in.
Give you an example. This year, I did one of them. I think it was if I recall, I got to go back and look at the log. I think it was a 14, 13 point. What were the Chiefs laying against the Raiders?
At 11?
At 10, home.
10, 11? 10, 11, 12. Whatever.
Okay, so then it was a 10 point teaser with the Chiefs down to basically a pick 'em. They lost the game outright.
Yeah.
That was the one New York teaser I put in this year. I'm like, okay, that'll do it for me.
Yeah. I was. Yeah, I brought it up earlier. I think it's an interesting week to give the New York teaser a shot. Dolphins laying 11. Steelers are laying 10 in both games if they're played. The Vikings are 9 against Jacksonville. Although Seattle's 9 against Colt McCoy at home. And the Chefs are 14 against the Broncos.
I think that number should be higher.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, the last time they played, it got out of control. School was out early.
Yeah.
I mean, school was out in that one.
Yep. All right, this part of the show brought to you by Manscaped. It's time to gear up and get yourself the gift of shaving this holiday season. I'm talking about the Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0. I have the Manscaped package. I have the weed whacker, good for the nose and the ear hair that you need to yank out of there as well. This is a yank it out. It cuts it out nice and smoothly. Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer. Their Lawnmower 3.0 has proprietary advanced skin safe technology. So this trimmer cuts safe all over. It's also waterproof. So you can use it in the shower. Cut free, nick free. The Perfect Package 3.0 again comes with a crop preserver as well. Hit up their website today, fellas. It's manscapedwithad.com. You get 20% off and free shipping with the code VSIN20. Again, the website is manscaped.com. 20% off, free shipping with the code VSIN20. Paulie will run down win some, lose some coming up next.
Ready for a faster way to win? When you bet with PointsBet, you get faster bets, withdrawals, and faster rewards. Experience this premium sportsbook for yourself. Sign up with code VSIN250 to get 100% deposit match up to $250. Must be present in New Jersey, Indiana, Iowa, or Illinois. Must be 21. And imagine if Metcalf scores a couple touchdowns, how much you make with those multipliers that Teddy talks about, senior editor at PointsBet, every time he's on. All right, time for win-lose.
Rough night?
Can't call it a bad beat. Definitely lose some.
Good night? How does it make you feel?
I absolutely hate them. I absolutely hate them.
Follow the Money Looks Back so we can learn for today.
Everything's an adventure.
In Win Some, Lose Some. Let the education commence.
Not the worst landing spot. Seattle opened 5, closed 6.5, fell 6. Most of the money was bet laying 6.5. And a good result here at Circa. And again, 90% of the bets at points bet on Seattle last night. Bowling Green, App State under 150.5, went to overtime, fell 154. Bet for the books, Bowling Green plus 1, went off a 3.5-point favorite, beat App State by 2. Davidson, a 10-point dog, down to 7.5, lost by 2. Arkansas, Little Rock, Duquesne under 144.5 to 141, fell 142. Eastern Kentucky, Xavier over 143 up to 151, 99-96. UNLV, lose some. UNLV, North Carolina over 151 up to 158, 78-51. Minnesota Loyola Marymount over 151 up to 158, 67-64. Win some. Yesterday, Red Rock Hotel and Casino in Summerlin. I walk by this once in a while when I'm there. This is the sequential Royale with cheese. It starts at 100,000. It's $2, which is a $10 bet, $2 denomination. It got up to 200. And 78,000. Look how you see how it was dealt. All he needs is the queen in the middle. Jackpot. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. 278,000. Oh my God. I'm with you. Just take December off. Bill Laddie, I'll see you. I'll buy, you just take care of the staff. Here's 20,000, 30,000. Do what you want. I'm off.
Yeah.
I mean that's incredible.
If that happens to me yesterday, I'm texting you in 5 minutes and I'm saying get Bill on the horn as well.
Right. You know the girl just missed 1.6 million here. Couple weeks ago on the Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It was lined up. All three of them were lined up. It was just above the pay line.
That was here.
Yeah. 1.6, just missed it. And then it was a $200,000 keto jackpot a couple days ago at the same casino. Yeah. What's going on? At Paulie Does Vegas on Instagram, always the dog videos. Can't get enough. And this is how it started 3 years ago. That's how the dog video started, and the incredible Follow the Money Army sending them in all the time with the dog on a sled. I just go by myself. I don't need anybody. Put the sled in my mouth, go up the hill, down we go. Incredible. So smart. And this was a soldier, female soldier, coming back, and it takes the dog a couple seconds to realize, you know, who is that? Little standoffish, barking, a little scared. It's like, wait a second. And I'm like, oh, okay, it's mom. And that is something. To get that to this day, my little beagle Jordan's 5. The welcome parade I get when I walk through the door every day, it's the best.
Oh, there's nothing like it.
Still looking for that from a woman. But that is...
Oh, you won't get it.
No, of course not. That's why dogs are the best. There you go. And we teased it earlier. We'll watch the rankings tonight on ESPN. Coastal Carolina currently is 20th. As Mitch said, who knew about Coastal Carolina's football program? This is years ago. David Bennett, the head coach, with his rant.
12 cats live across the road. Our door's open. Screen's broke. We need to get a new screen door. But the screen's broke. So you can come in through the screen, but you can't get back out of it. I turn and look. There's a little kitty cat in our kitchen. So I said, what are you doing in here, little kitty cat? By that time, the cat turns, tries to get back out. That screen won't go that way. Cat starts going, meow, all crazy. And I told our players, we need more dogs. Bo's barking in the back. I have to go shut Bo up. Mel's like, what's going on? I said, there's a cat in the house. Cat in the house? I said, yeah, there's a cat in the house. So I told our players, I tried to let it out the front door. Meow, meow. The cat's still going crazy in there. And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Yeah, looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
That's a long time ago. So good.
Oh, man.
We don't need no meow. No meow.
To this day, it is awesome.
I don't like cats. I love dogs. We need more dogs.
We played that so many times years ago.
Oh, my God.
God, is that good.
Coastal Carolina. And here they are with a chance to crack the top 15 tonight. And one of the biggest games of the season is Saturday. They take on Liberty.
And they just cover games every week.
Yeah. And this Ponzi scheme they're running in college football. Liberty could go 10-1, not even make a bowl.
Up next, we'll get to in-pocket plays and tell you what some odds makers made Cincinnati against Florida. A&M, BYU. They gave us numbers. We'll tell you what they are coming up next.
Super Tuesday, Michigan State, Duke, Kansas, Kentucky tonight. Bet on these and all the other college hoops games live in-game every night with Bet Rivers. Great customer service, only one-time playthrough with Bet Rivers. Your hometown book must be 21. Playable in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Playable in New Jersey. Let's play Sugar House. In pocket. Here we go.
Yeah.
I'm going to the toilet bowl Saturday. I just think this Bowling Green, and we talked about it with Paul Stone. UMass is done. Somehow only scored 10 points on the season on offense. Louisiana Monroe, routed in every game but one. Just lost 70-20 Saturday.
Yep.
I'm laying 2.5 with Akron against Bowling Green. Bowling Green, their defense, it's a scene, man.
It is a scene.
And Akron has had success on the ground with these running backs and moved the ball in a couple games. So... they've lost 21 in a row, I think it is now. 20 in a row. I think Akron gets it done against Bowling Green.
I think Akron opened up 4 as well.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Yeah, you're right. You are. That is true.
Had this yesterday.
And I do love A&M Auburn under, but when it was 54-53, right. Now it's 49. So
7 points ago. Yeah. On college football, bet this yesterday, Arizona State -5 versus UCLA. I have nothing as of right now. College basketball. Half the games are not even. I don't even think.
No.
That, more than half, actually.
Palm Reader's playbook. Loser yesterday with Leicester. And he likes Porto. Plus, this is a big match today. Porto against Man City. He's taken the goal with Porto. And for his other picks, subscribe and sign up for the daily VSiN email. Get all the best bets from every guest and host on this network with the daily email update from Bill Addy. And go pick up some T-shirts. Great holiday gift, too.
Sure.
A Hawaii shirt. Don't be a moron. Bet more on it. You'll love the Van Halen shirt.
Okay, we're going to be all over the map here. But I wanted to point this out. Again, I mentioned this earlier, driving from across West Texas.
Okay.
Many years ago in an RV, we drove from Las Vegas to Houston and then back. So, like, once you get to El Paso, and then on the opposite side of it, there's a sign that says San Antonio, I believe, 497 miles. You're like, oh, my God, this is going to be awful. And you are driving through flatland in the middle of the desert with nothing. You could go for... We had one person say they drove for 3 hours during the day, never had another car, never saw one other car the entire time. Rex Byers with a good tweet. He pointed out that he's heard before that driving from El Paso to Houston is actually longer than El Paso to San Diego. Oh, we looked it up. He's right.
What?
Driving from El Paso to Houston is 747 miles, takes 10 hours, 32 minutes if you want to go right now. El Paso to San Diego is 726 miles.
Oh, my God.
So it's just, and I've driven across Texas twice in my life. It's a suicide mission.
We need humans to tell us El Paso Juarez story one time on the air.
It's probably not for air.
Oh, okay.
Knowing that part of the country. Well. Thanks to Ed the Statman on Twitter. We asked the question yesterday, how many teams have scored 40-plus points in an NFL game?
Yes.
And yet the game they played in actually stayed under the total. That happened with the Falcons-Raiders on Sunday. Falcons scored 43. Stayed under the total. At the stat man said, per his numbers, NFL team scoring 40 plus and it stays under happened 22 times since 1983. Also, five times in 2018 and 2019. It's happened quite a few times recently, evidently.
What a crazy result. What a crazy result that was.
Yep.
No show. Wow.
And I asked a couple of bookmakers yesterday to make numbers because we're going to hear all about these matchups, you know, throughout the day. Tonight, the College Football Committee show on ESPN, show number two now, involving like four different teams. Vinny at the South Point, he makes Cincy and A&M a pick'em. Matt Metcalf here at Circa makes A&M minus one. Vinny's a little bit low on Florida per other people, but Vinny makes Florida, or I guess per his numbers he's low, he makes Florida minus four against Cincinnati. Matt Metcalf makes him eight.
The hell of a game. Yep.
And the other one, it's basically a pick'em, but Vinny had BYU one against Cincy, and Metcalf had Cincy minus one against BYU. I want to see that matchup. That is a potentially outstanding football game. With that defense against this dude at quarterback, who might be a first-round pick in the NFL, and what he's doing?
Sean Harness checking in at Guppy Money on Twitter. He is betting, he found plus 145 on the Jets to go 0-16. He's going to bet that today, and he doesn't think it's going to be there. It won't be there after he bets it. I assure you of that. He thinks that's a good price because it's, what I say, 110 here, 115 here. Also, you recommend Seattle 250 to win the division now. Giants, Jets, Washington, Rams, 49ers left. Giants, Jets at home, at Washington, Rams at home. San Francisco and probably Arizona. The game playing played in Arizona.
So you're saying, do I recommend them minus 250 or in general?
Well, I'm just asking you.
Okay.
I've already played it multiple times.
Oh, I bet him plus 345 before the season started. So I haven't touched it. That's where I'm at with that division. And the other one, I don't know. It's a total coin flip. I have no opinion after I bet the Cowboys last week around 3-1 to win the division. Their schedule is super easy, but doesn't matter.
What a mess that is.
They can lose to anybody.
What if Danny Dimes is out a couple games?
Could be the case.
Colt McCoy. Ooh.
But then look at football team schedule.
Yeah.
They are at Pittsburgh, at San Francisco, Seattle, the next three games. They're 4-7. Like four. You might not be far off by thinking a five-win team could win this division.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. And Dallas isn't out of it.
No, not at 3-8.
Actually, have an easier schedule. What a fiasco. Ben Falk's tweet. Teams that have clinched win total bets in the NFL. 49ers under 10.5. 14-1 to finish in last place. That's a good sweat. Dallas under 10. McCarthy, please. Steelers over 9.5. Eagles under 9.5. Jacksonville Jets under 6.5, Dolphins over 6. Jacksonville has to go 4-1 to go over. Patriots have to win out, I believe, to go over. A couple other ones, top of my head. Tampa has to go 3-1 to go over. They should.
Well, the way they're playing right now?
Yeah.
But their schedule's...
it's not that bad. I mean, are they going to make the playoffs, all this? I wouldn't want to see them with all that talent they have. They just lost to Kansas City, the Rams. Brady didn't play well.
No, they looked terrible in that game.
Who was the other law? They played a good team and got beat. Well, they got housed by the Saints.
Saints
that was
killed
ugly.
Them.
Yeah. But look at their losses. Saints, Chiefs, Rams. Come on.
Yeah, but they're not the same team they were 5 weeks ago. Brady looked bad again the other night, by the way. I got news for you. He's looked bad a couple weeks in a row. Where's the Jets win coming from? Raiders this week at Seattle, at the Rams, Cleveland, and New England on the road. Where's it coming from?
New England. Actually, who's their quarterback, though? Well, they should have won the first game. New England won't have anything to play for. It'll be New England uninspired. Well, pride. I know you don't want to lose to a team that's 0-50. Right. And maybe Cleveland sits people for it. I don't know. You never know.
Nigel Seeley's best soccer bets for today coming up next. You grab the VSiN holiday offer now. New subscribers, here's the deal. Save 25% on your annual VSiN membership, plus get a $30 credit to the VSiN store. Get a great deal, improve your sports betting IQ, and get a new VSiN shirt or hat. And everything we offer, which is Point Spread Weekly, 24/7 video streaming, 20% savings in the VSiN store, daily email updates with the best bets from every show guest and host, plus every betting guide that we create, including the new college basketball betting guide. You can visit vsin.com/subscribe, save 25%, and get a $30 store credit. That's vsin.com/subscribe. It's a busy day today in the soccer betting world, and the GOAT, friend of the show, Nigel Seeley. We caught up with him a little bit earlier this morning, and he ran down his best bets on today's card.
It's a big midweek in the Champions League, and some of the games you want to have a bet on, look very, very, be very careful before having a wager, because a lot of teams have already qualified. A lot of teams have nothing to play for. They're eliminating for the competition. And I think team news and this set of fixtures is going to be absolutely crucial. I'm going to look at some of the key games and some of the prices that are on offer, which on first glimpse may look appealing. We start with Real Madrid. They're away at Shakhtar Donetsk. A huge, huge match for both sides. But Real Madrid are minus 200 for this game. I probably do expect them to win it, but I wouldn't bet them at minus 200. And for me, that's a game that I just wouldn't touch. The one I've had messages about, I've had tweets about, how can Bayern Munich be 3-1 to win away at Atletico Madrid? I'll tell you why, because they're going there with a complete reserve side. Bayern Munich have no Neuer in goal. Lewandowski doesn't play. Alphonso Davies is out. And they're risking a whole host of players. They're already qualified. And they play Leipzig in a massive Bundesliga game at the weekend. And that is why they're 3-1 to win this game. Atletico Madrid, they will probably be a lot stronger, but I expect them to rest a few players as well. But even at even money, my lean would be for Atletico Madrid rather than take the 3-1 Bayern Munich. But it's a game that really I would not have a bet with it. I wouldn't bet it with your money, Paulie. I think it's very, very hard to call. One game where I would have a bet on is Borussia Mönchengladbach against Inter Milan. This is a huge match for both sides. Inter Milan need to win this to have any chance of qualification for the knockout stages. They rested top goal scorer Romelu Lukaku at the weekend, and he's back for this game. So Conte will go all out to score goals. I'm not quite sure whether Inter Milan are good enough, because I think Mönchengladbach are a very, very entertaining side and very underrated. There's goals whenever Mönchengladbach play. There's goals whenever Inter Milan play. And with the nature of the game, I think they've got to be goals. I played over 2.5 goals for Premier Sports Play subscribers yesterday. That line was -166. That line is now -$2. I wouldn't back it at -$2, but I probably would back the over 3 goals in this match. And that would probably be one of my strongest plays of the Champions League. So over 3 goals and grab backing it Inter Milan. With it, if it's 3 goals, it's a push. So that would be a bet. Liverpool against Ajax. If you look at Liverpool, you look at the price and think -125 about the side that the champions of England and the champions of League of Europe 2 years ago playing against Ajax. That's got to be a bet. Well, they are decimated, and I mean decimated by injuries. They were dreadful against Atalanta in the last Champions League game. And the big blow for them is their goalkeeper, Alisson, doesn't play tonight. And they've got their reserve goalkeeper, Adrian, in goal, who really, honestly, I mean, even with these on, these specs, I'm better than Adrian in goal. That's a big, big problem for Liverpool. You may think that the price may become a little bit attractive, but I couldn't bet them. I don't think it's all well with Jurgen Klopp, but I think that Liverpool, they may get the job done, but I wouldn't bet them, even though the price is tempting. The other English side in Champions League action tonight is Manchester City. They travel to Porto on the back of a 5-0 win against Burnley at the weekend in the Premier League, a much-needed win as well. Manchester City have qualified. Porto have qualified. A draw between these two sides will mathematically see them both through. And with virtually nothing to play for, the draw at the prices looks a decent play. You can get bigger than 3, so +320 on the draw in this game, Manchester City against Porto. I think this could be a draw. I think Man City have got bigger business to attend to in the Premier League. Porto just need a point and they're through. And I think that both teams go through the motions and a draw could be the way to go. With that game, you think it's going to be a draw. One bet on a prop I really do like is under 3.5 bookings, so less than 4 bookings in this game. The referee is one of the most lenient referees in European football. He averages 2.7 cards per game. Manchester City, like I say, nothing to play for. Expect them to rest a lot of players for the big Premier League game at the weekend. And Porto, again, they could play out a very friendly draw. So if you're going through my theory that the game could be a draw, I think the under 4 bookings in the match certainly is appealing as well. It's under 3.5. So 3 bookings in the game or 3 cards in the game and we win some money. If we look at the domestic, it's a big domestic night over in England as well with matches in the Championship, League 1 and League 2. I've got one official play which you can get from me if you want to subscribe at Premier Sports Plays, www.premiersportsplays.com. But in the English Championship, you would fancy Bournemouth to beat Preston. Bournemouth are flying at the moment. And QPR against Bristol City looks a game that screams a lot of goals, but I've got one official play in League One which is available if you want to subscribe or if you want to follow me on Twitter at Seely_Nigel. That's about it. And domestically, if you're interested in the golf, this weekend's golf tournaments, there's 3 golf tournaments and I'm running a free tipping service on that and get all the free plays for VSiN subscribers. If you want to shout me up on Twitter or follow the link at www.premiersportsplays.com, you can get all the golf picks to the end of 2020. But in the Champions League tonight, goals, Mönchengladbach against Inter Milan, no bookings in Porto, Man City, and have a small little bet on the draw in Porto Man City. A point sees both of them through to the knockout stages, and it wouldn't surprise me to see them play out a dire 0-0 or 1-1 draw over in Portugal.
All right, there he is, Nigel Seely. So, again, Champions League today, goals in the Inter Milan match. And he said, you know, around even if you can find around even money over 3, he thinks that's still a good bet. All right.
How good is that with the bookings?
Well, that's just referencing
the official. Oh, yeah, 3.5 under 3.5 bookings in Man City and Porto, Bournemouth, QPR over. How about the 14-1 call Sunday with the 0-0 in Chelsea and Tottenham?
Yeah, I know
that he recommended on his podcast.
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk to him again Thursday.
That's not readily available for everybody.
Yeah,
but
that's right. Yeah. Well, that's again, we're behind the times, but and then don't forget about the League One, the League Two, and the Championship, as he mentioned. Soccer action.
Let me give you this from Twitter, Tom. Chimes in. The talk in Columbus, if Ohio State is ineligible to make the Big Ten championship game, they will try to schedule Iowa on that date to give them a 6th game.
Okay. I had heard Wisconsin. Okay. Better. Wow, either one. Okay.
Either one.
Okay.
So they would play a 6th game. They would not be in the Big Ten title game, but they have 6 games under their belt and on their resume this year for the committee to look at. Is it still good enough?
No. No way.
Again, they make it up as they go along every single year. Like you said, there's no set guidelines. It's like rules at a sports book, right? When they make them abundantly clear, read the fine print so you know what's going on. The committee doesn't do that. There is no fine print. There is no committeeplayoff.com that everybody can go to and see this is what teams have to do to qualify.
Needs to be set criteria.
Yep.
So it's silly. Not to even if they beat Iowa by 3 touchdowns, you're going to have 6-0 maybe comparing to 12-0, 10-0
yep.
out there. I think Notre Dame would be, if Notre Dame loses to Clemson, they'd be, what are you rooting for if you're Cincinnati? Notre Dame beats Clemson, Bama beats Florida, A&M gets beat again, and Ohio State can't make it. I mean, that's even, you don't even need that. You could still have Ohio State in, right? You're running out of teams then.
Well, let me ask you this. I'm thinking of every scenario here. Is undefeated USC out of the equation?
Absolutely.
Okay.
They should have lost those first 2 games.
I'm asking.
But that's no way. USC, no.
One loss Northwestern, any chance?
No. No way. Got beat by Michigan State? No.
I'm trying to rack my brain. We're getting tweets on this.
AAC's a good league. And they're nasty defensively.
What would Bama be laying against Cincinnati? We can probably lay
20.
No, I don't think so.
17?
I'll do the math on A&M? This because, okay. Again, I'll go back to what they were telling us, right? If Florida...
And that'd be the matchup. Yeah, if they get in, that'd be the matchup.
Okay, so here's how I will respond to that. So the thought is Bama's going to be maybe about 9 against Florida, right? Might be on the high side.
Okay.
In the SEC title game. That's a neutral. So about 9 against Florida. And if Florida is between... Vinny makes Florida 4 against Cincinnati. Metcalf makes him 8. You do the math on that. Vinny would probably have around 13. Do you make it less than 14, though? I think you're going to get Bama money.
No, you get killed. No,
yeah, you got to make it.
It's got to be higher. Do you remember the A&M line? Do you recall?
Well, I can go back and find it.
Let me know what that was.
You got to make it more north of 14, the number. You'd have to.
Yes, absolutely. I agree. Absolutely.
What do you want?
But that's...
You want Bama and
Bama A&M? A&M. Bama's going to be laying an enormous number no matter who it is.
Of course.
And again, I've seen this. I'm sick of Oklahoma and I'm sick of Notre Dame. I respect what Notre Dame's done this year, but I'm tired of getting in this spot and getting blown out, especially Oklahoma. I mean, it's just, and for the Ohio State thing, I want to see different teams in here, but you can't tell me that Cincinnati doesn't deserve to be in. I'll tell you who's getting screwed here is BYU.
Oh, they're not even in the conversation.
I know. They're not even, as you look for that, Field Yates, a look at the current draft order. Jets, Jags, Bengals, Cowboys, Chargers, Eagles, Panthers, Washington, Lions, Falcons. Mm. Believe it or not, that game now is the 2 seed against the 4 seed. Giants against Seattle. Huh. I mean, Seattle's got the worst pass defense of all time.
Yeah. By the way, like every team that you rattled off, I think other than Cincinnati and the Chargers need a quarterback.
Yeah, good point.
Bama was laying 18 in the game.
It was 18, and they won by what?
Oh, 52-24. I watched the game. It wasn't that close.
No, it wasn't.
No.
It was some,
A&M should not have been on the same field as Alabama that day.
That's another thing. You'd be looking at a rematch scenario, too. Who wants to see that? I saw the game, right?
Exactly right.
That's the other thing you're looking at, assuming Bama beats Florida.
Uh-huh.
Big night tonight.
I don't know. Can't wait to see where Ohio State's going to be.
I want an explanation, too. I want to get them on the record tonight.
Yeah.